Cakes and Mayonix.
I was going to listen to that, but then I just carried on living my life.
With Jeff Mayonix.
What kind of bear is best? Black bear.
And Taylor Mayonix.
I'm a Tony Romo fan and he retired, so now I bleed green. Go Birds!
Call 207-775-2217 or 1-866-811-9505.
Phone is ringing. Oh my God.
Every single thing that every fan does at home or at the stadium makes a direct impact in the game.
It's about to get all stupid up in here!
Middays with Mayonix and Mayonix begins now. Here's Jeff and Taylor.
The weather outside is weather.
It's called Two Brothers. Two Brothers. It's just called Two Brothers.
You're Larry Bird.
Good afternoon! And welcome to our last hour on this Thursday edition of Middays with Mayonix and Mayonix. It's Jeff and Taylor. We are on the microphones until 2 o'clock today. We'll hear a little bit of Patriots sound going into the AFC Championship game later on this hour, but we'll begin it with a local sports spotlight. The University of Southern Maine Huskies men's basketball team is 11-6 on the season overall, 6-2 in the Little East Conference, currently second place behind UMass Boston, who will be their next home opponent on Wednesday. Up first, a trip to Western Connecticut State on Saturday. They've won 5 games in a row, have the Huskies, and here to talk about all that with us is the USM Huskies men's basketball coach, Mikey Coppersmith. Mikey, thanks for coming back to the show, man. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you guys for having me.
Happy to have you back on the show once again, and I'm sure it's always nice to come on with the team on a nice little winning streak here that they're on the 5-game winning streak after an 8-point win at Plymouth State there just last night. Let's first, I guess, ask about that game, because it looked like at least from kind of the perspective of things, big lead at halftime, and they kind of made it a little harder on you in the second half.
Yeah, they absolutely did, and I think that's just kind of the story of our league. It's no lead is ever safe. You know, we've been in spots where we've been down and come back and got back in games and found ways to do things. To make things close, and they did a great job. You know, they didn't waver. From their approach to the game one bit. You know, they're physical and tough, and so they're able to shrink it down and take advantage of some of our mistakes and. They made some timely shots, and then luckily we were able to kind of close the game out at the free throw line. But they're going to be super tough in our gym in a few weeks when we get them again.
Yeah, and it's interesting too to look at one of the players that stood out. And it's great to talk with you, Coach. Always great to catch up with you about the teams. Hope things are well as well off the court for you. Thomas Whalen, though, what a performance from him against Plymouth. And he just seems to kind of, it doesn't seem like anything he does, it ceases to amaze me. I mean, he's been great all season long. He had a career high, too, or should say season high, 34 back against UMF on December 10th. Before putting up that 26 last night. He's really consistently over 25 in the last 6 games played. What about his game allows him, do you think, to have that scoring ability?
Well, I just think Tommy's a kid that, his biggest problem is he's in the gym too much. You know, he's a guy I'm kicking out of the gym and telling him to lay off. And, you know, he doesn't need to play one-on-one, you know, every single day before practice and things like that. But, his just scoring ability, you know, it's definitely a knack. But he's a guy that's added, you know, elements to his game, you know, from year to year. He came in as a freshman, and was mostly like a 1 or 2 dribble guy getting to the rim. And then you saw him as a sophomore, you know, be able to step out and make some more threes, and then the jump between sophomore and junior year for him, getting over that kind of, I think he was like 22 points a game for us a season ago. And then this year he's coming in and, you know, he's made himself a little bit more athletic than he was. And he's just a guy, like I said, that adds elements. And then he's been a great role model, you know, for some of our younger guys that are similar and, stature and build and the Galley twins, and just kind of mentoring them, and they're learning from a really great player, you know, with 1500 points in his career, and confident, and you know, it comes from a really good place, and it's a guy that, like I said, is just in the gym a lot. So we got to give him his credit, and he's the ultimate worker.
Yeah, and you touched on certainly a couple guys I wanted to ask about, because a lot of this team, it seems like a lot of the important guys are new players to this roster. And you mentioned the Galley twins certainly are a couple of those additions, the former Oceanside Mariners players, of course. So, you know, what have Carter and Cohen been able to bring to this team? Obviously, they look like they've had some good impact right away.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I think I talked about earlier just like the physicality and toughness that our league is, and those guys have come in and been able to match that. You know, they're physically more mature. You know, the year at Kent Hill they did after Oceanside, you know, gave them another year in the weight room, and that's allowed them to come in and just have the right body type and the right physicality, and then you know just the confidence that they possess. Obviously, we're both 1,000-point-plus scorers in high school and went to two state championships. So they're super coachable as well. I think that's one thing where they've grown. You know, where I've had them in AAU before my time here at USM, and you know they've just been super accepting, and they're learning roles and learning what it is to be a college player. And you know, they're freshmen. You know, we're not expecting perfection from them, but you know, I never have to question their toughness or anything like that, which again goes a super far way in what we do.
Yeah, and Coach, I'm also interested in the development of one of your guys out of Mount Blue and Evan Sterling, who as a sophomore now has seemingly really found a nice role. And it's not always on the score sheet either. I've seen him be able to collect right rebounds. It looks like he's top three in rebounds, assists, and points total for your team, right? Just in general on per game stats. That's incredible to see him up at the top of all three of those categories for you guys. Tell us a little bit about him. It seems like he does a lot.
Yeah, Evans is, you know, at first, you know, an outstanding human being, a great leader. You know, he's a guy that you know, we look at and we talk about the future of our group. And, you know, his voice is something that we hope he uses more and continues to grow and use. And then just what he does on the floor with, you know, again, his athleticism and timing, you know, and he's not a guy, like you mentioned, that needs the ball all the time to score. He scores, you know, on the old glass, so score on cuts. He scores in transition. You know, it's all those things, and he's a willing passer as well. You know, he's just kind of a good backbone that we have, a guy that we know what we're going to get from him every night. And you know, versatile defensively, he guards the best player a lot of the time, whether they're a 5'10" scoring point guard or a 6'5", you know, forward that's athletic. So we ask a lot of him, and you know, he steps up to the plate, and he's done a great job. And in the off season, you know, he changed his body a ton, and we're happy that the guys that are putting in the work are getting some flowers.
I'm sure. And one guy I definitely want to talk about, one of the other freshmen who started every game for you. It's a guy we saw an awful lot of from the high school ranks, from the AAU ranks, and that's Gabe Lash out of Madomic Valley, of course, who played on Maine United with Cooper Flagg. So good pedigree, obviously. I see he's started every game for you. How's that transition gone into the college game for him? Looks like he fits.
Yeah, Gabe is another kid, you know, similar to Evans, where it doesn't always need to be in the stat sheet, or, you know, it doesn't need to be, you know, necessarily points to make an impact. And he certainly has had games for us that have helped us out tremendously offensively. But another guy that's just energy, effort, toughness, that's been a kind of our calling card all year, and the physicality. And he changed his body from a high school senior to a college freshman as well. So that's been a big thing for him that's allowed him to survive in some of these games. And he's playing a lot of minutes for us. And he's a guy that I do forget as a freshman sometimes. He plays a mistake-free basketball a lot. So when he makes a mistake, it feels like, you know, the world's going to end sometimes, but it just kind of speaks to the pedigree of guy he is. And you know, the preparation that he had coming into the year. And he just has a maturity about his game, and he's stepped up and done a great job so far in his freshman campaign.
Yeah, and I remember when we first talked to you last year, Mikey, you were telling us, you know, we didn't really know the future yet, if you would be the permanent head coach, and now you are that permanent head coach. Can you tell us a little bit about that process and what it meant for you to be told officially that you would be the head coach of your alma mater?
Yeah, definitely. You know, so I mean, it was a lot last year. There was a lot of unknowns. You know, I came in, you know, just a couple days before the season started, so wasn't a lot of time to prep, especially as a first year head coach. You're never fully prepared for that moment. And you know, I got it, and we dove right in. And my focus the whole year was just like, what can we do to maximize this team? You know, how far can we go? What can we do? And what was my overall growth? And my mentality behind it was, you know, I just have to be myself, and if I'm the right guy for the job, things will fall into place. And that ultimately ended up happening. So that was obviously great and exciting, and then was able to secure a good freshman class, you know, behind that, and just, you know, have a good foundation to start growing and building on. But yeah, I mean, it was like you've mentioned, right? It obviously was a process, you know, got to go through the interviews and things like that a second time. But you know, I really love USM for a lot of reasons. I think it's a great place to grow and learn, not only as a student, but, you know, as a staff member. I'm super fortunate to be across the hallway from Coach Chadbourne, who's been coaching, you know, longer than I've been alive. So, you know, I'm picking his brain a lot. And, so the infrastructure here has really matched up, and it's been a great opportunity for me to not only get my feet wet, and learn and grow the program, which is, you know, super important to me, but, you know, having the people behind me here that really support us.
Yeah, and it's always good to have that support from outside, of course, and everything you need for the program. And right now, as you mentioned, it's going well. 5 wins in a row here for you guys. Currently second place in the Little East Conference, but boy, oh boy. It looks like an absolute dogfight right now amongst the top 5 teams. So 2 of them are your next 2 opponents. Of course, Western Connecticut State right behind you, UMass Boston right in front of you. So safe to say the next couple games are going to be really, really important to how this season turns out.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, our league is only 6 teams get into our conference you know, tournament. So these next 2 games are big, and then Keene State follows. I mean, there's never an off night in our league. So we're kind of used to those environments and used to those game days. And, you know, now we're going to be on the road a little bit more second half of conference play here. So we have to step up and play a little bit better on the road than what we've shown, you know, the first half of the year. And that's going to come with experience and what we do for preparation. So we know we're going to be in a lot of big battles and big games down the stretch. And second place is great, but it's certainly not a place to be comfortable at. We have a long way to go to get to where we want to be. So we're just trying to take it a game at a time and a day by day mentality. That's been our success so far.
Yeah, and Coach, you mentioned going on the road. I know the Hill Gym's been really good to you guys, 7-0. What do you think about playing at Hill Gym has been so favorable for you guys? Is it the crowd? Is it just being able to wake up in your own bed? I mean, there has been a legit amount of dominance for you guys there, and it must feel good to have a 7-0 record and defend home court like that so far this season.
Yeah, definitely. The crowd that's come out to support us has been really exciting. I think a lot of that is, you know, we do have a lot of guys from Maine who are making contributions. So I always think that's a big factor. Yeah, I mean, and just like you said, the comfort of being at home, and our travel schedule is tough, and, you know, there's no local games in our league, so to speak. So, you know, that benefits us at home and hurts us a little bit on the road. But yeah, I mean, Hill Gymnasium's special. You know, we just had our Final Four team in the building last Saturday, and they came in support and met all our guys, and Coach Brown was here to talk to some of our guys and shake hands. So just the support you have here, and you know, and what the USM community is that we touched on earlier, you know, that translates directly to game day. So we're very lucky for that support.
Well, and I want to ask a little bit about the development of this team and the season as it's gone on, too, because we talked about it's an 11-6 record right now. But early on in the season, you guys got challenged quite a bit. You won the first 2 games, then lost 4 in a row against some really good competition. And through the first 9 games, 8 games of the season, I should say, 3-5 record, but now 11-6. So what did you think the team learned from those maybe early season, I don't want to say struggles, but maybe lack of results to get to where they are now?
Yeah, I mean, we knew that we had a tough schedule, and when we went on that losing streak, we played a lot of games, you know, in a row, it felt like. We had, you know, some back-to-backs. We went up to the tournament at Colby and played Endicott and Suffolk, and, you know, Endicott's now number 17 in the country, so to play them on a Friday and turn around and play Suffolk, you know, who's very organized and their approach to the game, and they're a tough cover. So, you know, we learned a lot in there, and then, you know, you go up and play Bates, who You know, has received some top 25 votes throughout the course of the year, kind of to tail off that losing streak that we were on. I mean, we knew that was going to be a tough stretch. You know, obviously we weren't planning on losing, you know, five games in a row. I don't think anyone, or four games, whatever it was. I don't think anyone's mentality is ever that. But we knew it was going to be a challenge. And, you know, it was honestly one of the best things that we did, you know, help prep us. We were in a lot of close games. We got a lot of good film in throughout those weeks, and just what we needed to do. We got some of the young guys, you know, some experience, and like you mentioned, right, it's a different roster. So those early seasons, you know, me as a coach is trying to learn what our guys are good at, and, you know, our style of play. So there was a lot of learning there, and I think it kind of helped prepare us for league play. And like I said, now we're on the road, so we got to go back. A lot of those games were on the road as well, so we got to go back and learn about preparation and you know, how to handle a bus ride and all the things you're teaching a young team and with a young coaching staff as well. So you know, we definitely want to use that stretch of games as a learning tool and absolutely a calling card for what we need to do in order to, you know, hopefully turn around our road record the second half of the year.
Yeah, absolutely, Coach. And you mentioned in that kind of stretch, I'm glad Jeff brought it up, because in that stretch you also got a big win and earned in the 35th annual Costello Cup a big win over St. Joe's. And it looks like that kind of really sparked a little bit in the group to the turnaround to where you are now. How important is that Costello Cup to everybody involved? I know for those like myself who kind of follow the small college game, it seems to mean a lot to a lot of people who play in it.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think it's a cool game. Obviously they're right down the street from us, and there's a lot of main talent between the two teams. So I think that always, you know, means something, and just a lot of familiar faces in the crowd and in the gym. But we try to take every game, you know, as it is. You know, we try not to get involved with it's a cup game, it's a regular game, it's a conference game. We just want to focus on the task ahead of us, and you know, find ways to win games. And like I said, try not to lean into too much of what the outside looks like, and just kind of handle us in, on the interior.
And Mikey, I know as you know, part of the story we talked about with you last year is obviously that you played for this program, you graduated from the University of Southern Maine, and it wasn't even all that long ago, and now you're leading this program. Do you ever pinch yourself sometimes and be like, my goodness, like, it wasn't even that long ago I was playing, and now here I am coaching, you know, guys not that much younger than me?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely been, you know, a unique journey, you know, coming in as a freshman here and kind of having a little bit of uncertainty of what I wanted to do as a college, you know, student. And, you know, we were kind of COVID freshmen. And then just, you know, ultimately leaning into the stepping away from playing and going coaching, which is definitely something I'm certainly a better coach than player. And that's not saying much. I think that was a pretty easy thing to figure out. And then, you know, just getting on with Sam Leal up at UMaine Farmington and, you know, coaching some of my high school teammates and, you know, things like that up there. And then, you know, coming back to USM and coaching, as an assistant with like Cody Haas, who was in the same class as me as a freshman, and, Chance Dixon, who was a year below me, and Cam Brown, who was a year below me, who's now my assistant coach, and same with Dakota Dearborn, and then bouncing to Colby and then coming back here. So it was a lot of moving parts, and it kind of goes by in a blink of an eye, like you were saying. And this has been a place that's been special to me as a student, and now certainly as a coach. So, you know, we're just excited. And, you know, I played against Andrew Hartel, who's now starting at us for center all 4 years of high school. He was actually a teammate of mine in AAU way back, it feels like now. And so it's been fun, and we just are enjoying the journey. And Every day is moving quickly, and I can't believe we only have like a month left of you know, regular season play. So it's definitely flying by.
It definitely is flying by. Again, on the road at Western Connecticut State this Saturday at 3:00 before home there in Gorham on Wednesday night. The big matchup with UMass Boston, current leaders of the Little East Conference. Mikey Coppersmith, head coach of the USM Huskies men's basketball team, thanks for sharing a few minutes with us. We appreciate it.